Hey, and welcome to Saturate with your host, gospel singer, and Bible teacher, Chris Norman. Saturate is a program where we study to show ourselves approved, not ashamed, and rightly dividing the word of truth. So grab your Bible and study along with us as we dig deeper in order to expose a lot of erroneous preconceived ideas about God's word. As we prepare to study, let's pray. Father, thank you for making your word available to us, and thanks for the Holy Spirit's anointing to discern what we read today. In Jesus' name, amen. And now, here's your host, Chris Norman.
Hey, so good to have you today on Saturate. Listen, get your Bible, open it up, maybe call somebody on the phone, tell them, join you in this little Bible study we're going to have today. 15 minutes is not a long time, but I promise you, God can take little things and make big things out of them. The Bible says, don't despise the day of small beginnings. So take this 15 minutes and let's put some nuggets out there. Let's put some bites of meat. The Lord said, give them the meat. I said, Lord, they're having trouble chewing it. He said, that ain't none of your business. Just give it to them. Let me introduce this song to you. This song came as a result of a prayer that I was praying concerning my brother. My brother passed away in a car accident in 1990. And I was having a struggle. He's my only sibling. And I was struggling with the circumstances around his passing. And a lot of religious people were trying their best to, in the nicest way possible, which I ain't figured this one out yet, to convince me there was no way he could be in heaven. No way, under the circumstances. I knew my brother had accepted Christ as his personal Savior. I knew my brother had a good heart, and he loved the Lord, and he knew the Scriptures. So I was praying. God confirmed to me of what I know in my heart that my brother is in heaven with you. And I was having a dream one night, and I was laying there. All of a sudden, I was looking up in this bright blue sky. And then all of a sudden, it's like a hole appeared in the sky. And this bright, bright white light came out from this hole. And it was so bright, I had to shield my face from it. And I couldn't really focus. But as my eyes began to adjust to the light, I saw that people were standing around this hole in heaven, and I couldn't see anything but their feet. The light was just too bright. And as I began to adjust to it and adjust to it, I could begin to see their legs and their, and then as it was going up. And all of a sudden, I looked at this one person standing there, and I did not see their face, but I did see his hands, and they were my brother's hands. And it was confirmation to me. You might say that's a little bit weird, but I'm telling you, it was confirmation to me. I woke up immediately, and I said, oh, God, let me go back to sleep and dream the rest of this dream. I want to see him. And God said, boy, get up. I got a song I want you to write. That's a long introduction, but folks, listen. This song's about that dream I had that night. It's called Heaven Opened Up and Shining Down.
See heaven opened up and shining down, and the clouds have rolled away without a sound. There's a feeling in my heart that I soon will be a part of this heaven opened up. I see heaven opened up, shining down, and the angels' wings outstretched all around. And they bow their heads down low at the feet of one I know. In this heaven opened up, my heart can scarcely wait for my feet to pass the gate, where I know that all my friends and family wait for a meeting on the shore, where we'll live forevermore in this heaven opened up. Heaven opened up, shining down. Now the time has come, my feet have left the ground. And I see him in the air, where we all will meet him there. In this heaven opened up and shining out. Now my eyes can plainly see what the Lord has kept for me. In this heaven opened up, I see heaven opened up. Heaven opened up and shining
out. Oh, I miss him. I do, but I know where he is, and he's in a much better place than me. I listened to a missionary, actually, today that addressed that, and he said, you know, he had lost a friend, not lost, we know where they are, but a friend had passed away during COVID, and he was addressing the Lord the same way, you know, oh, Lord, you know, what about my friend? And God came to him and said, your friend is fine. Your friend is enjoying being in the presence, my presence right now. And he said, you need to be concerned about what you need to be doing. You know, we're still here. We're still here. A lot of people sing songs about in the sweet by and by. And what about the dirty, rotten here and now? You know, folks, we're in this world. God's got a plan. He's got an anointing on you, or at least he wants you to have an anointing to go out. And you know what we do? We show people. We shine the light. We're not the light. We're like the moon. We reflect the light. Have you ever seen the moon, bright full moon night? It almost looks like it's got the power source, but it doesn't. It's a reflection. That's what we do. We reflect the light of Jesus Christ to this world. And you know what it does? It gives people hope. Open your Bible today. Open it up to Romans chapter 5. This is one of my, you know, people say, what's your favorite scripture? Oh, my goodness, that's hard. It's one of my favorite scriptures. It's Romans chapter 5. Let's just start at verse 1. Why not? Therefore, having been justified by faith, oh, praise God, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ, through whom we also have obtained our introduction by faith into this grace in which we stand, and we celebrate in hope of the glory of God. And not only this, but we also celebrate in our tribulations, knowing that tribulations bring about perseverance, and perseverance proven character. And proven character, hope. And hope does not disappoint, because the love of God has been poured out within our heart through the Holy Spirit who has been given to us. Now, folks, you need to underline, though, that you ought to highlight that whole section right there. Hope. I've had some pretty tragic things happen in my life, and as we go on and the Lord lets me and allows me to do it, I'll share it with you. Let's just take, for instance, anybody that would come to the point in their existence on this earth to where they would want to take their own life. And this may even be you right now listening to this program. The only way it's ever going to happen is you've got to get to a place where you're convinced that it's hopeless. There is no hope. And I'm here to tell you today, folks, there's no such thing as hopelessness in this life. Oh, yeah, it's rough. Honey, you turn on the news right now. If you want to get depressed, turn on the secular news media. They don't have any good news for you whatsoever. But I do. You get that Bible out, that thing says the Gospels, that's what it means. It's good news. And the good news for you today and for me today is there is hope. There is hope. There's no such thing as a hopeless situation. That's just a lie from Satan. There's a tremendous amount of meat in that scripture, but one thing I've got a little time that I can bring out to you is where it says, the hope will not leave you disappointed. You know what the word disappointed, and when you say not disappointed, that's two negatives. That's a not and a dis. If you know anything about English, you can cancel them out. They will cancel each other. So in other words, it says, this character that produces this hope in you will always give you an appointment with God. Isn't that good news today? Boy, I wish I had time to elaborate on it, and I don't. Let's keep moving. Open your Bible to Hebrews chapter 6. Let's start at verse 16, and I'll come right back. We'll start reading. Hold on.
SaturateNow.com. If you'll go to that website, you can get information about Crossroads Gospel Singers, where we're going to be. You can even book our group if you'd like. You can also get radio content for this Saturate program. And you can even download music as well. The site is under construction, so keep coming back to see what changes have been made. If you desire to make a tax-deductible donation to the ministry, SaturateNow.com is the place to go. Thanks for your generous support of the ministry. God bless you.
Hebrews chapter 6, verse 16. I wanted to read it here. It's a lot of reading, but I need to get it in context. This is out of the Amplified Bible to help maybe understand it a little better. Hebrews 6, 16 says, "Indeed, men swear an oath by one greater than themselves, and with them in all disputes, the oath serves as a confirmation of what has been said and is an end of the dispute. In the same way, God, in his desire to show to the heirs of the promise the unchangeable nature of his purpose, intervened and guaranteed it with an oath, so that by two unchangeable things, that is, his promise and his oath, in which it is impossible for God to lie, we who have fled to him for refuge would have strong encouragement and indwelling strength to hold tightly to the hope that is set before us. This hope, this confident assurance, we have as an anchor to the soul or of the soul. It cannot slip. It cannot break down under whatever pressure bears upon it. A safe and steadfast hope that enters within the veil of the heavenly temple, that most holy place in which the very presence of God dwells, where Jesus has entered in advance as a forerunner for us, having become a high priest forever, according to the order of Melchizedek." Now, I realize that's a lot of reading, but I wanted you to get the gist of it, and that is, you can get your hopes up. It says the hope is an anchor to your soul. In other words, it holds your mind, your will, and your emotions. That's your soul. That's that thing that's making all that racket all the time. That's that thing that when you get up in the morning, you know, you ever notice the first couple, two, three, maybe 10 seconds, it's real peaceful. And then all of a sudden, there it goes. It starts talking. It starts reeling. It starts wanting something. My Bible says that Jesus Christ has entered into the temple before us, paid the price, so that you and I can get our hopes up. Now, the world's not going to tell you that. The world's going to tell you, you can't get your hopes up. I bet you've heard that before. Don't get your hopes up now. But listen, folks, I'm going to tell you something. When people say, it's hopeless, on the contrary, folks, I'm telling you, there is hope. There's only hope in Jesus Christ and in him alone. That I will assure you. You're not going to be able to put your hopes in men. I know there's a lot of good people out there, but for certain, if you put all your hopes and your eggs in a basket of a man or a person, they're going to let you down eventually. Jesus Christ will never fail you. This is what my word says, in which it is impossible for God to lie. He cannot lie, and he's not lying to you today. Put your hope and trust in Jesus Christ. I promise you, you can get your hopes up today. You don't have to live a hopeless life. There's no such thing. You just go on and tell the devil right now, the word of God says, greater is he that's in me than he that's in the world. Is he in you? Man, if he's not in you, why don't you get him that way right now? Say, Jesus, I need you. I need a Savior. I've come to the end of my rope and I don't know what to do. It seems hopeless, but this man's telling me there's hope. I need hope. I accept you as my personal Savior in the name of Jesus. Amen. Folks, if you said that, whoa, my goodness, I'm getting all excited here. Fixing to jump up out behind this microphone. The angels of heaven are shouting, and brother, I'd just shout with you if it wouldn't blow these speakers up in here. Look, we love you and thank you for coming to Saturate. Call this station and tell them you appreciate them. Come visit us on SaturateNow.com. It's got a lot of content, a lot of programs, a lot of music you can download, and you're welcome to it. If it helps you grow in the kingdom, we want you to have it, brother. Drop us a note or write us a letter. We look forward to hearing from you. If you're new in the kingdom, keep coming back and keep getting your hopes up. We love you. God bless you. This same time, this same place. Bye-bye.